May the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen.
Stand again. Felt the courage in his gaze. I heard him roar my name with passion as I buried my tears in his name. Sing that again. Into the eyes of a lion, felt the courage in his gaze. I heard him roar my name with passion as I buried my tears in his name. And I've seen I am, and now I know that I am loved. And I've seen I am, and now I know who I am.
God, I pray that as this song sings of the looking into the eyes of the lion and feeling the courage in his gaze, I pray that, God, that we, our own selves and collectively as a church, that we would be people of repentance, that in repentance, in being known through repentance, known by those around us and known by you, that we would be people of courage, that we would be people that know who we are because we know who we need. And thereby we know that we are loved and we know who we are. And God, with that in mind, in this life as we have things that come our way that break us, when we live these lives of repentance, we can have a solid bedrock of knowing who we are, and we can approach your throne of grace because we've tasted your grace and we know what it is, and we've seen it in our own lives. We've seen it wash away our sin. And so when we're broken by things, whether it be health or finances or broken relationships, we can come to you with these prayer requests and know that you hear us and that we can lay them at your feet and trust them to you. And God, with that in mind, we come before you this morning. This morning I was going to have a prayer request for a young man by the name of Dagan. This is a best friend of Philip Eshelman, which is Aubrey's brother. He was in a motorcycle accident and was on life support, and we were going to pray for his healing. And I just got word through Erica that he has been eternally healed in you. He has gone on to be with you. And just pray for his family. I pray that they would know your peace in this time. I don't know this young man. I don't know his family. I have never met him. But I just pray that in this broken time that his family would know you even more. And we thank you that Dagan is in your presence. We also pray for Kay Nixdorf, as she has gone through knee surgery once again, and just there are some signs that she's doing better, that the second surgery has resulted in good things. Her legs are doing better. She's not quite up to coming to church yet. But just pray that you'd be with Ray as he takes care of her, and just be with them. Also, we pray for Emma Gring, Sharon Gring's granddaughter, who broke her arm, I believe it was just last week, on a playground. Just pray that you'd be with dear little Emma, that her arm would heal well. We saw little Emma last Sunday with her cast. We visited her in her home, and her spirits are up, and we thank you for just her sweet witness of trusting you. We pray for Dale Whitmer that you would continue to heal his elbow after surgery. Just be with him in that. We also pray for the Davis family as they continue to trust you with Brian's health. Just pray that you'd be with them in that, that they would not be tired of trusting in you. We also pray for, and thank you, God, for the expecting mothers here among us. I pray for Bob and Kelly Carr. Thank you for the journey that you've taken them on this summer, where they have come to trust you so much more and have had a very sweet time in this time leading up to the baby's due date, which is on the 6th. Just pray that you'd be with them. We also pray for Christy and Jerry Shannon, who are with us this morning. Just pray that you'd be with them as their due date draws near on the 10th. Just pray that you'd be with them in the adjustment to a new child in the home. Pray for Alicia and Ken Angle as they have a baby coming in March. Just pray that you'd be with Alicia and the baby, and as the baby grows, just pray for good health. And also for Nate and Rebecca Erb as they have a baby coming in March also. Just pray that you'd be with them in that as their family expands. And God, we thank you, as I pray almost every Sunday when I do these prayers, I just thank you so much for the way that our church is involved in missions, both here and abroad. Thank you that each and every one of us are on mission with you. We are part of your mission, and we are part of your church. And just thank you for that. Be with Mark and Kristen as they are up at Raystown Lake this weekend. Just pray that you'd be with them, that it'd be a relaxing time. Deanne Zimmerman in Thailand as she continues to minister in the school there. I'll be with Jose and Olga as they are ministering still in Mexico and their little church. I just pray that you would bless them even now. And pray for Tiffany Nunez as she finishes up medical school and is getting married. Just pray that you'd be with her and all of that. And God, we pray that we pray for all of the things in the world. I know there's many things that we could spend time praying for. But I just pray that you would be in those places in the world where the worship of you has not yet come. I pray that the light of your truth would penetrate the darkness and that worship would come to places where it is not, and that your name would be glorified there. And just be with those who are bringing that light, your hands and feet in these dark places. I just pray that you would give them strength and courage. And we just pray all of these things in your name. Amen. I believe I need to do announcements yet. I was nodding to Steve to come up. I forgot I have announcements to do yet. Well, good morning, everybody. It's good to see everyone. Excuse me, I got a little bit of something in my throat. Okay, announcements. Sunday school has started this morning. We had a wonderful time this morning, have an intro to what we're going to be studying this thing called Life Calling. It's going to be all year, actually. This is a class that Timothy and Anne Marie, Timothy Cody and Anne Marie Walney teach over at Lancaster County Christian School. So they're kind of adapting it and using it here in our church in the Sunday school hour. And it looks to be a very good and exciting time of learning about the calling of God on our lives, and how we can kind of join in with that. So I'm very excited about that. If you can, come on out. I think it'll be a very good time, and you'll be very blessed. Millersville Parade, Saturday, October 14th. Mark that out in your calendars. It's always a good time of fellowship and fun. We always kind of do our little, we always set out a table with cookies and coffee and hot chocolate and stuff for passersby, and everybody kind of expects it and is waiting there, you know, ready for the treats and stuff. So it's fun. We often make available our bathrooms for people who need it. So it's a lot of people in and out of our church that day. So if you can come on out, that'd be great. Also, heads up, next, this would be October 1st. I believe that's next Sunday. Anybody who is entering first grade and middle school will be presenting Bibles. Just keep that in mind. Also, there's an announcement here for Father's Forest. Friday, October 6th, in the evening from 6 to 8 p.m., we're going to be having Father's Forest. This is for children ages 4 and up, and it's a good time. I know the last time we had it, the kids really enjoyed it, and so save the date for that. Also, the painting that we're doing on the church, there's still painters needed. If you can help at all, say something to Mike Shirley. I know my family and I are kind of trying to find a date that we can get in here and help be part of that. So, you know, there's still plenty of good painting weather left in the year yet, so we can keep working away at that. I believe that is all of the announcements I have at this time. So, Steve, if you could come up.
You know, there's a lot of us, and some churches just kind of have computer systems, and they put a list of birthdays for the month in publications, and we don't have publications. But once in a while, I hear a birdie. And one of the birdies I heard was that Frank Kerr had a birthday last Tuesday. So, Frank, I can't say who the birdie was. My mouth is sealed. But also, I got a text on Friday telling me from Nancy Pichiro that they just marked 38 years of marriage, and I did their wedding 38 years ago. and they thanked me for doing a good job. But I think they did a good job for 38 years since that wedding. And Nancy was here during worship, but it's her 50th high school reunion, and she's over at a reunion gathering, but she came in for the worship time away from that today. So she was seeing, some of you might remember Rick Shoup. He was in her class, and he's in this thing. And Deb Hershock, who was a teacher for years in our church's preschool, she's there. She now lives in one of the Carolinas. And there's one other anniversary. It's the first anniversary of the 12th birthday of Jaden Bachman. Her mommy does not want to accept the fact that she's a teenager, so I'm not allowed to say 13. And her aunt, Guy downstairs. They call the grandmother's Guy. There's Guy downstairs and Guy down the street. So the Guy downstairs is going to worship God in song with us now. Vicki.
Somewhere between the hot and the cold, somewhere between the new and the old, somewhere between who I am and who I used to be, somewhere in the middle you'll find me. Somewhere between the wrong and the right, somewhere between the darkness and the light, somewhere between who I was and who you're making me, somewhere in the middle you'll find me. Just how close can I get, Lord, to my surrender without losing all control? Fearless warriors in a picket fence, reckless abandon wrapped in common sense, deep water faith in the shallow end, and we are caught in the middle with eyes wide open to the differences, the God we want and the God who is. But will we trade our dreams for His, or are we caught in the middle? Or are we caught in the middle? Somewhere between my heart and my hand, somewhere between my faith and my plans, somewhere between the safety of the boat and the crushing waves, somewhere between a whisper and a roar, somewhere between the altar and the door, somewhere between contented peace and always wanting more, somewhere in the middle you'll find me. Just how close can I get, Lord, to you my surrender without losing all control? Fearless warriors in a picket fence, reckless abandon wrapped in common sense, deep water faith in the shallow end, and we are caught in the middle with eyes wide open to the differences, the God we want and the God who is. But will we trade our dreams for His, or are we caught in the middle? Fearless warriors in a picket fence. Reckless abandon wrapped in common sense. Deep water faith in the shallow end. And we are caught in the middle. With eyes wide open to the differences. The God we want and the God who is. But will we trade our dreams for His? Or are we caught in the middle? Lord, I feel you in this place, and I know you're by my side, loving me even on these nights when I'm caught in the middle. Caught in the middle. Fearless warriors in a picket fence. Reckless abandon wrapped in common sense. Deep water faith in the shallow end. And we are caught in the middle. With eyes wide open to the differences. The God we want and the God who is. But will we trade our dreams for His? Or are we caught in the middle? Or are we caught in the middle?
Thank you, Vicki. Very meaningful. Thanks. Now it's time to enjoy some additional fellowship. I thought this morning, after all the fellowship that was going on after Sunday school, maybe we should change the service till 10:30 to allow more time for that. But I realized if we do, then we'll need to change it to 10:45, and we'll just keep going because you always run right up to that time with fellowship. And this greeting is not the end of the service. There's still more to go. And it's not the bulk of the service, but it is a very important part of the service. So please greet one another in the name of Jesus.